Hello and welcome back to The Meaning of Life. This is your host, me, and I'm talking to you through a microphone. A microphone is in fact the same thing as a speaker, just the other way around. And the important thing today is that we're talking about something that relates to what I just spoke about, but in a manner of which it doesn't relate too much, but let's make it work. When you think of the nature of being, you don't really know much, right? Because us humans are not God. We're not the universe. We're not, most of us aren't even scholars, you know? There's a lot that we don't know, but I'm a simple person. I see connections in my brain and I notice them. I don't really know what to make of them, but I do notice them. And one of these connections that my brain has been making is when it comes to seeds and ways of generating new life, the area of mammals, reptiles, regeneration, worms, you know, how you can cut a worm into however many bits and they regenerate into individual organisms, stuff like that. It really fascinates me. The thing that gets me with seeds is that there's so much matter that is capable of everything a seed is that we don't necessarily think about on a day-to-day basis. There are many, many things. If you go into your kitchen, you can take, you know, anything, pretty much anything natural, and put it in the ground, and it will grow something. And I think that's quite important to remember and to think about. According to Google, a seed is an embryonic plant enclosed in a protective outer covering. The formation of the seed is the part of the process of reproduction in seed plants. So what that's basically saying is that a seed is a thing, is the kind of squishy stuff that makes the plant, and a seed is covered in an outer covering, okay? It's got a protective casing. So that's why a lot of different seeds to different plants, they look very, very different, because they're all similar inside, but their casings vary wildly. Now, something that I've been thinking about is how far this applies. So if you have a seed and you crack it open and there's the stuff inside, what is in there? All that's in there is a bit of plant matter, DNA, and energy. And the energy can come in forms of nutrients and proteins and, or, you know, just anything that the organism inside can eat, can sustain, so it can convert that energy into growth. And that idea stretches out to nuts and potatoes and things such as those. So when you look at a nut, for example, okay, so here we have Google's definition of a nut. A nut is a fruit consisting of a hard or tough nutshell, right? Which is true, it is a fruit. Because it's a thing that has energy, in this case it has a lot of fats in it, rather than sugars. A lot of fruits have high sugar, nuts have high fat. Google says that in a botanical context, which is a plant-based context, the word nut implies that the shell does not open to release the seed. Now that is really interesting. So it's saying that a nut, say take a walnut for example, with a big, big shell. Google is saying that that shell does not have to open in order to release the seed. Correct me if I'm wrong, but does that not make the actual shell of the whole nut the seed? Because on our seed definition, it was saying that there's the seed which has an outer casing. A nut definition is saying there's an outer casing with a seed inside it, and the outer casing doesn't have to open in order for the seed to grow. And then you get potatoes. Potatoes are just full of carbohydrate energy. They're full of starch. And they're also full of DNA. And they're full of roots. And they're full of nodes. And they're full of potential life. Right? Is a potato a seed? You can have seed potatoes. You can buy specially grown seed potatoes that will give you a good crop. But people don't tend to regard something as big as a potato is a seed. Now, I don't claim to be an expert on this kind of stuff, but when you look at it logically from an outsider's point of view, a seed or a nut or anything that can and give life is kind of in the same ballpark, right? So if you have a bit of matter that you drop in the dirt and then life comes from it, you'd say, ah, that's a seed, you know? That's something that's given life. In this kind of morbid situation, in this morbid scenario that I just made up in my head, picture an old bloke just walking through the woods, and he gets a pain in his knee, and he just drops to the ground and then just fucking dies because he's old, you know? So he's just died, and his body just is there. And over time, stuff starts to come onto it, right? So you get rats eating it, you get termites eating him, he starts to decompose, flies, all that. And then sometimes, depending on where you fall in the forest when you die, this man fell by a tree, and this tree had loads of mushrooms growing in it. And those mushrooms released spores that landed on his dead body and subsequently grew into and consumed his corpse. From an outsider's point of view, this lifeless, piece of flesh that died many, many months ago has grown a furry mycelium network, and it's hosted life. So when you take it by that context, when you think of the fact that the human body is essentially fuel for something higher, something lower even. I have just neglected probably the strongest example I should have used, which is the egg. Now, if you don't know what an egg is, then you're probably like, I don't know. Matt, who the fuck doesn't know what? Do you think there's anyone on earth that doesn't know what an egg is? Do you think that's possible? Like, everyone, what culture would not have met birds or reptiles? Is there a culture on Earth that's only encountered mammals? And I mean, even fish lay eggs, don't they? Flies lay eggs. Why don't we lay eggs? That's kind of weird. Anyway, eggs are a little bit inside, right? There's a little yellow bit inside, which is contains DNA and which contains potential life. You know, all this code written by some higher power or whatever you fancy. And out of that, outside of that, suspending it. It's just a bit of little bit of fluid, just a bit of general suspension fluid to keep it kind of intact inside. And then outside of that, you have a thick, thick layer of fat, a very thick layer of fat, which is the egg white, which is the exact thing that gives the energy in order for the yolk to be able to grow into the said chick, the said baby little bird, or the said reptile. And all of these eggs have an outer shell similar to the shape even of the walnut. So is an egg a seed? Seed potatoes? Seed eggs? Egg eggs? What happens if you plant an egg? This has been the meaning of life. Good night.